I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Hold my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord.
So, Father, we thank you this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We begin and we start this morning off exalting your holy and your awesome and your mighty and your magnificent name. For your name is great, Lord. Your name is a strong tower. Your name is so awesome, God, that the righteous can run into your name and we can find safety. We bless you because you are a wonderful God. We exalt you because you are an awesome God. We magnify you because there is none like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways, and there is no one else that's like you. You are a great God, and a great God deserves a great praise, and so we magnify your name today, for you are awesome, God. You are mighty, and we love you with all of our heart. We love you with all of our mind, and we love you with all of our souls. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and for blessing us to see a brand new day. We declare, God, right now that this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we want to take this take this opportunity just to walk with you day by day. We're not worried about tomorrow. We're not worried about next week, but we thank you for the promise and the blessing of today. For you blessed us, oh God, to wake up this morning with our right minds. You blessed us this morning with a reasonable portion of health and strength, God. You blessed us, oh God, with a mind to rise, to get up and to worship you and to adore you and to bless your name, God. We thank you, God, for this scheduled appointed place, appointed time to magnify you and to come before your presence with singing and to come before your presence with praise, to kneel before you in prayer, oh God, to humble ourselves to you and to submit to your way, God. And so we ask even right now, God, before we go any further, that you come to more and have your way. Send your anointing, God, even right now. Send your power even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need your anointing, God. We need your refreshing wind, God. We need you to breathe on us right now, God. You already breathed into us the breath of life this morning, God. But, we want even more breath of life that you can breathe into us, oh, God. Strengthen us and encourage us, oh, God. Let your anointing run over in us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may be a blessing to you, God, on this day. Oh, God, send our anointing, God. Send the rain even right now, God, and breathe life into these dry vessels, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we have given out all of your glory, God. We have given out all that you have given for us for yesterday, God, and we don't have any more, God. And so we thank you, God, this morning that we don't have to rely upon your power from yesterday. We don't have to rely upon your strength for yesterday. We don't have to rely upon your mercy for yesterday. But your mercies are new every single morning, God, because great is thy faithfulness, God. And so you have something new for us. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, God. So make us over again right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to shape us into your image, God. Shape us and mold us, God, even now, God, so that you may smooth out the rough edges, God, and that you may get the glory and the honor out of our lives as we walk this day, God. We want you to get the glory, God, as we go through this day. We want you to get the glory, so use us for your glory on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, and let your will be done, God. We say yes to your will, and come the more and have your way, God. Let your anointing reign, God, and follow us all day long to saturate us and nourish us, oh God, and encourage us, oh God, and to make us whole. For God, we have been running, God. Last night was a long night, God, but we thank you for your safety. We thank you for your arms of protection. We thank you for watching over us, oh God, and bringing us over the highways, the dangerous highways and byways. And you brought us back home, God. And we heard last night, God, that sometimes we may come through times of discouragement, God. But, God, your anointing is what destroys the yoke, oh, God. We must stay in your will, God, no matter what comes our way. God, help us to submit to you, God. Help us to wait upon you. Because when we wait upon you, God, your word declares that you shall renew our strength. And, God, just like you did with the prophet Elijah, God, you can renew our strength, God. Help us to remain in your will, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to not run from fear, God, because of what man say, to not run in fear, God, not because what life is doing, not to run in fear, God, just because there may be sickness in our bodies, but our God shall supply all of our needs according to your riches up in glory. So, God, be that need maker, God, that need provider, God, that way maker, God, that strong tower that we need for you to be today. Let your will be done in our lives, God, and help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, God, we don't want to walk by what we see, because our eyes, oh, God, deceive us, God. Our bodies deceive us, God. Our ears deceive us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But help us to trust you with all of our heart, Lord, and lean not into our own understanding in all of our ways. Help us to acknowledge you so that you may direct our pathways. God, we have a great day in store for us. If you lead, guide, and then direct us, Lord, you have something great in store for us as long as we continue to move forward in you. So every step that we take, God, today, we need your glory to be with us, Lord. Every move that we make today, we need your glory to be with us, God. Every word that we say, we want your glory to exude out of us. So come no more and have your way, God, in our souls, in our hearts, in our minds, even now. We plead the blood even now and cast the devil out of the minds. We cast the devil out of the wheels, and we cast the devil out of the way of your people. He only comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But we can bind him on every hand. We can tread on him under our feet, and we put that devil under our feet right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we'll dance before you. Right on top of his head, because he does not have the victory, but I am more than an overcomer through Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, who
strengthens me. I am the head and not the tail, God. Your word declares that you came that I might have life and that more abundantly. So we don't have to be behind. We don't have to be in the past. We don't have to be hung up on those things that we used to be, but we can move forward in the greater anointing and the greater power and the greater calling that you have for our lives. And that's our mission. That's our focus. That's our agenda for today, to move forward that you may get the glory out of our lives. And so we need your help, God, that you'll help us to have your mind, have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We want to have the mind of Christ, who's willing to say yes to your will in spite of the cross that was ahead of him, in spite of the burden and the trials and the tribulation and the pain and the hurt that was going to come with the cross. He still said, nevertheless, not my will, but let thine will be done. And we say this day, this morning, God, nevertheless, let thine will be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that wherever we go, that you will never leave us nor ever forsake us, because you made a promise, God, and your word is your bond. You never say anything, oh God, without holding true to your word. So every word that has proceeded out of your mouth will not return unto you void, God. And so, God, be with us, God, today, through the thick and the thin, God. Be with us, oh God, today, as we travel through the valleys of the shadow of death. Oh God, be with us today and prepare a table before our enemies, oh God, on this day, that we may rest, oh God, that we may be encouraged, that we may not have any fear, but that we will walk strongly and boldly. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, God, today, but you've given us a spirit of power, God, because you told us we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. The Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way and fall afresh on our hearts even now. Come to more and empower us, oh God, to be bolder witnesses for you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come to more and empower us, oh God, that we may walk in your anointing, God, because your anointing is what destroys the yoke. And then not only did you not give us just the spirit of power, but you've given us the spirit of love, oh God. And so help us to love one another, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Because love, oh God, overcomes a multitude of sin. Love, oh God, it conquers all, God. It's not puffed up, oh God. It seeketh not its own, oh God. Your love, oh God, what you have outlined in 1 Corinthians 13, God, showed us how to love, God. So let the spirit of love abide in us. Let the spirit of love dwell in us. Let the spirit of love reign in us, God, even now, in the name of Jesus. And then you've given us a spirit of a sound mind. And so, God, help our minds, oh God, today. And if anybody knew what we have gone through, God, they would assume that we would have lost our mind. But, God, you have kept our mind in perfect peace, Lord, because our mind has stayed on you, God. Thank you for the spirit of a sound mind, God. That means I know what to do, Lord. That means I'm not confused or lost in my mind, God. But I'm focused, God, today. My eyes are on the prize this morning, God. My eyes are looking to the hills from whence cometh my help. God, my focus is on you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm not going to turn to the left. I'm not going to turn to the right. But I'm going to keep my eyes on the prize. And that's looking towards you, the author and the finisher of my faith, the one who kept me and saved me, the one who sanctified me and washed me, the one who, oh God, covered me with his blood and filled me with the gift of your Holy Spirit. God, I look to you, the author and the finisher of my faith, my God and my King, my Savior. God, I look to you. And so we pray your blessings on this day, that we may lean not into our own understanding, but everything that we do, we may acknowledge you, so that you may direct our pathways and bless us on this day. For this day is a day of blessings, God, and we want to bless you. And not only do we want to bless you, God, we want to represent you right. We want to represent you properly. And so, God, help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. We are called to be the children of the Most High God. And we don't want any of our flesh to get any of your glory, but we want all the glory and all the honor and all the praise to be thine. So come to more and have your way. Reign on our hearts and reign on our souls this day, that we may be used for your glory, that we may be used for your honor, and be different, be difference makers, change agents, or agents of change on this day. We want to make somebody's life, oh God, help somebody's life to change.
to let someone know that Jesus still saves. So, God, if the opportunity come, God, you've already given us the power and the ability to do it. God, let us be witnesses on this day that we may tell somebody that you still save, that you still deliver, that you still make a way out of no way, that you're still the same God that you were yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we will bless your name all the day long. Bless our loved ones. Bless our families. Bless our leaders, God, everywhere, God. Bless your people, and we'll give you the glory, honor, and praise on this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.